I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk every month about ways to live with the seasons, ways to feel better, a little bit about the astrology that goes into the month that we're talking about. We also talk about ways to feel better and ways to eat better. And guess living with the seasons is sort of what it is. We're in the does it get any more depths of summer than it is in the month of July? I'm not sure. July and August are both what? I think they call them both dog days, isn't it?
Yeah, July is the heat, you know, the heat point of summer, because technically we transferred into summer in July, June the 21st. So we're kind of a month in now. It's the hottest point coming up. And then, you know, of course, there's a lot of stuff going on that with the heat. And in Chinese medicine, right now we're in the element of fire. So, of course, fire is heat, and all of that kind of goes with that. So be sure you get hydrated. That's really important to balance yourself with water with all of this fire that's going on out
there.
Yeah,
it goes along with many years on Ragbri, yes. It can be very hot in July. It can be pretty hot in August, too. In fact, I was looking at 1936, the hottest day ever in the history of the city occurred in 1936, 112 degrees. That is the hottest day. I believe it was on the 12th of July. Anyway, it is Rhonda who's joining me. We're talking about the month. We're into the month of July. We're in cancer season, and I'm not saying necessarily the disease, but I am saying at least from an astrological chart. So what is cancer? It's a water sign, right?
Cancer is a water sign. It's the sign of the crab, and it's from June 21st until July the 20th. And again, like we said, it's ruled by water. So it's most compatible with other water signs, which, of course, is Pisces and Scorpio. Its most partnership compatibility is also with Capricorn, which is an earth sign, which grounds it. It is ruled by the color blue and silver. So if you kind of think about that, makes sense, because cancers come from the sea. And, of course, the colors are kind of sea. And then the colors would be blue and silver. It's ruled by the moon. And the moon affects our moods. And so the moon transitions signs very frequently throughout the month. So you're going to see one of the things that people are most going to say about cancers is they're very moody, and their mood can just flip. And that's because they're ruled by the moon. So they are going to be extremely affected by the phases of the moon and the things that go on. But that being said, the moon is also very nurturing. So that's the other side of cancer, is that they are very nurturing. They love family. Family is very important to them. Their home is important to them. So they'll often have like very special, like they really like little mementos. They attach a significant meaning to different mementos. So they're very sensitive. They're a very sensitive sign. They're very intuitive. But just like water at all, water can shift and move, and you don't necessarily know how deep it runs. And so that's, you know, some of the traits of cancer.
We talked about, I think last time you were here, Mercury in retrograde, and it was coming out, or just getting ready to come out of retrograde. It was in the heart of retrograde, but getting ready to come out of it. Do we have any retrogrades, anything?
Well, there's some retrogrades that are going on with some other planets, but the good news about Mercury is, as of last Friday, the 9th of July, they actually, it was at its highest point with Sirius, and so that was the new moon. So there's a lot of things that are going on now. There's a lot of shifts. New moons are times to, you know, start new projects, do new things, and those kinds of things. So last week we saw on the 7th, the 7-7 portal of July, which was all about intuition, healing, starting new projects, doing things that are creative. So it was about really getting those creative juices going and following your intuition, which then that usually happens the first week of July every year, and it's always in Cancer. And those are traits of Cancerians, is that intuition and being creative and those things. So that makes sense. Then we went into the new moon on Friday, July the 9th, which then put Mercury at its highest point with Sirius. And so there's a lot of connectivity going on, a lot of times to really start new things. So if you've been procrastinating or holding off, this next week or so is really the time to start to do it before we start going into the phases where we head to, you know, on the other side of the full moon, where it's actually time to start completing things.
Okay, so full moon, how much the moon obviously has a great effect. Full moon, or is it the distance of the moon, or is it the full moon, or is it You know, the light from the moon, what is the significance? Is it the gravitational pull?
I would have to say, you know, of course, you know, I'm into all of this foo-foo la-la stuff. So, of course, you know, it could be the full moon and people howling. But the science part of me says, no, it's actually the gravitational pull. We are made up of primarily water and salt, which is what is made in the ocean. And when you look at what happens during the full moons, there's all of this stuff that happens. Every day there's a high tide and a low tide, and that's all faced on the phases of the moon. So obviously our bodies and our minds are all going to be affected by that gravitational pull of the moon too. And then, you know, of course, as it gets full, then that affects how we are rotating around with the moon. So of course the gravitational pull will be different on a full moon than as opposed to a new moon. So, you know, it's just those things that for, you know, the Farmer's Almanac uses the phases of the moon.
Okay. So, and I guess what, emotions typically can be kind of dictated by at least certainly the phases of the moon. A full moon is going to, you know, it has its own special feeling for a lot of people. A new moon, when it's not there and you see all the rest of the stars, that makes them all that much brighter. That's kind of a special thing, too. In between, I'm not really sure what those things mean.
Well, you know, that's when you either work on starting a new project from the new moon to the full moon, or you work on completing it from the full moon to, you know, when it phases out. So just a couple more things about Cancer is that they're very tenacious. They will continue to do that there. If they finally agree to trust you enough to let you into their life, they're a forever friend. They're very good with that.
Okay.
They're not very compatible with Aries or Libra. Those are both, one's an air sign, one's a fire sign. So those are ones, again, doesn't mean that you are not completely compatible. It just means that you have to be more aware and maybe look at some differences that will happen if you're involved in a relationship with them. The other thing is that people often don't understand the Cancer. They think that they're this tough person and they can be like astrology books describe them as a warlord, especially if they're your boss. And really, the truth of the matter is, if you think of what the animal it is that represents it, the sea crab, then you're looking at that hard exterior shell. But inside is very sweet, very tender, all of that. And that's typically the Cancer. They have this hard, crusty exterior. They're going to pinch you if you get too close to them because they use it for protection.
Okay.
Because they don't want people to see and take advantage of their really sensitive side. And their gemstone is pearl, and they're a cardinal sign, which means that they're just a very active sign. So they like to be busy and doing things and all of that. So they're very good also in politics or being self-employed, any kind of creative endeavor, and they like to be pretty independent, but they make great friends. If you're lucky enough to have a Cancer as a friend and they've let you in, they just, as long as you can get along with their moodiness, you're all set.
All right. Crusty on the outside, soft on the inside.
Yes.
Almost sounds like a dessert of some sort, doesn't it? Anyway, we're talking about things that, obviously ways to feel better. You have a whole bunch of exhibits or sort of, I guess, it's like show and tell day, but we don't have a camera on them. But you've got some number of bamboo things. You've also got some, salt stones that you've got with you. What exactly, these are for what? Just massages, is that right?
Yeah, and I brought these in today to talk about it because July the 18th through the 24th is Everybody Deserves a Massage Week. And, you know, when I first started in this, Steve, 30 years ago, people didn't really have the best opinion of massage. They didn't think that it was something that was healthy. They thought it was just something that was, you know, for pampering, or they thought that it was completely ridiculous. Well, over the 30 years, I've seen a lot of things change. You know, I've been involved at all different levels. And so I've been doing this a really long time, but I thought, well, everybody knows about the basic Swedish massage because that's what pretty much everybody does. But there's a lot of different modalities that I do that maybe you wouldn't find anywhere else unless you went to a large city somewhere else. So I thought I'd bring in a couple of those today. One of them is the bamboo fusion, which is bamboo tools, massage tools, and they're heated, and then you actually use them with a warming oil in order to massage and help get.
Okay.
So it helps get to a deeper level without a lot of the feeling that resistance of the deepness. These look almost like little kind of taponment drumstick sort of thing.
Actually, they look like they're washcloths that have been taped or rubber banded around a bamboo stick.
And actually, what it is that they're filled with particular herbs.
Okay.
And then they're heated, and then you can use that. I also have another set of things that, of course, every customer gets their own set, but it's actually their little balls that I didn't bring with me that actually are filled with them. They look sort of like a big tea bag or something, and you use those to massage with the herbs too. So it helps to detoxify, helps tonify the skin, all of those things. And then,
now,
of course, anything with heat helps.
Now, is this part of a general massage?
Actually, this is what I would consider a specialty massage if they were going to book one with me.
Okay.
It takes longer. There's more setup time. You know, there's more time that you have to, you know, switch in and out. So in order for people, it's a little bit of a longer massage.
Okay, so you got bamboo, you got herbs, you've got, they're heated. You also have, what are special stones that
yes,
I'm seeing?
Yes, these are Himalayan salt stones. So this is something that's, you know, fairly new to the market too. And they heat up really well, and then you use some kind of an essential oil or an aromatherapy oil, and you actually massage with the stones. And I have done hot stone massage for years, but I really like these stones because with COVID and everything, all of the changing of the stones are heated in water and in all of those things, the salt stones don't require that. You heat them in a warmer, and then you massage with them. Now, there's 87 different minerals in Himalayan salt, and so when you massage with them, all of those minerals are absorbed through the skin because the skin is the largest organ in the body, and it can absorb and as well as excretiate.
So they're not left still on the back?
They can be. They can be left still in order to help relax a muscle, but then you can also massage with them. And one of the things, too, is that because I do a lot of Asian things, which, like the bamboo would be Asian, then and five element theory and all of that, there's also a technique that I do where I actually do a shiatsu type thing where I work the meridians in the body using the different hot stones. And there's different shapes. I just brought the round ones today.
That's the round one, and it looks like about an inch and a half thick, and it's about maybe 3.5 inches in diameter.
Kind of like a hockey puck.
Got it.
There's teardrop ones, heart-shaped ones. There's, you know, different ones, smaller ones for the feet.
And you've got a loofah. What? You call it a loofah?
It's kind of like a loofah. If you notice, it's got the texture on top that looks like it's you know how like a peanut butter cookie has like an indentation? That's almost what the tops and the bottoms look like. But it's also into a handle. So then you can use that to actually massage with. And this would be more start out as a dry massage without the oil. But then you can go into the oil because this is going to help to exfoliate. It helps with the lymphatic system. So if you have a sluggish lymphatic system, this is a really good massage in order to book. And again, yes, you can buy these tools and take them home and use them for that too. I am going to start a new program coming up later on in the summer, where if you just want to add a few minutes of one of these things to your massage, your regular massage, you can just sort of try it out without having to book a whole, you know, session of it. Certainly the bamboo tools are something that could be heated and used just on the really tight muscles. If you've got a sluggish lymphatic system, you could use it on the lymphatic system for the stones.
Are these on your website right now?
I have it listed that I do them, but I don't have any pictures of them yet on the website. The other thing too that I've added is a hot seashell massage. And so I'm thinking of kind of combining the hot seashell with the hot stone and calling it a day at the beach, because then, you know, you kind of got the seashells. And again, a lot of this was, you know, strategy for me to look at what are some alternatives that don't require all of that, using the water and all of that kind of stuff because of all the new COVID requirements and the cleaning requirements and stuff too. But it just makes it a little bit more enjoyable. The seashells add a whole different dimension. They can be a hot massage or a cold massage. The same thing with the stones. I could cool those and then use them. So if you're somebody that has a lot of headaches, migraines, those kinds of things, that sinus, you know, that might be something that you like to do too. So there's, you know, that's a whole new thing. And I'm going to be having an open house coming up later in the summer, but I just haven't pinpointed the day yet. So there'll be all of this stuff on display, too.
All right. Well, you also wanted to mention something about 8-8.
Oh, yes. Because we will not have our next show before the 8-8 Lions portal, I wanted to bring it up for you. So be aware that 8-8, which is August 8th, it happens every year, is the Lions portal. And that's a day when, again, Sirius is going to be playing a very important role. So Sirius is a pretty important planet during the summer. But it's a day that you can manifest Fest. So it's one of those days, you know, start planning now. It's going to be a high intensity energy day, and it happens every year on the 8th of August. So, and it's in Leo, which is a fire sign. So it's going to be a supercharged day. And we can talk more about it then, but I just wanted everybody to have time to prepare for that manifesting and creative and being aware of this super powerful thing that's coming up in August.
8-8-8-8 gets coming. And so is, if you want more information about Rhonda, you go to the website, which is
LifesPathwaysLLC.com or StressManagementShop.com. Talks more about my massage stuff.
Facebook, you just simply go Rhonda Reif on Facebook.
Rhonda Reif on Facebook, or you can call me 319-752-0175. But that's not a text number. I've noticed some people have been trying to text. That's an old-fashioned landline.
It's a landline.
Yes.
752-0175. And again, join us again next month when we talk ways to live better, live with the seasons, and a little bit more about astrological seasoning or season understanding, I guess would be the way to put it.